This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Russia is intensifying assaults on cities and towns along a front of hundreds of miles long in what officials on both sides describe as a new phase of the war. After a Russian push to the capital failed to overrun the city, the Kremlin declared that its main goal was to capture the East Donbas region. If successful, that offensive would give Vladimir Putin a vital piece of Ukraine and badly needed victory. In recent weeks, Russian forces have regrouped in preparation for all-out offensive in the Donbass. Moscow-backed separatists have been fighting Ukraine forces in the region for the past 8 years. Meanwhile, in Luhansk, regional military administrator Sergei Heyday said about 40,000 people Tuesday have been evacuated from Luhansk and are on their way to western Ukraine. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization says the escalation of fighting in Ukraine is preventing emergency medical supplies and personnel from reaching people and putting healthcare workers in danger. WHO spokesperson Banu Bhatnagar says the agency has verified 147 attacks on healthcare facilities, ambulances, and medical personnel. He says at least 73 people have been killed and 52 people injured. Attacks such as these, he says, are hampering efforts to reach people who need help.
An increase in fighting in certain parts of the country could really threaten our supply chains in and out of some of the affected areas. And to mitigate this risk, we are ramping up our donations to the Ministry of Health. We're also assessing the possibility of pre-positioning supplies in additional locations to sort of build a network of warehouses to reach affected areas.
Meanwhile, journalists at the scene report Tuesday an explosion rocked the eastern Sea of Kramatorsk Tuesday, killing at least one person and injuring three. This is VOA News. The International Monetary Fund released its World Economic Outlook report Tuesday. Speaking in Washington, IMF Chief Economist Pierre-Olivier Gorinches says Russia's invasion of Ukraine will slow overall global economic growth.
We have revised our projection for global growth downwards to 3.6% in both 2022 and 2023. This reflects the direct impact of the war on Ukraine and sanctions on Russia, with both countries projected to experience steep contractions.
The IMF predicts the Russian economy will shrink by 8.5% this year, and Ukraine will fall by a whopping 35%. The IMF says the United States, China, and Europe are also expected to see slower growth as a result of the war. Grinches said just as the world appeared ready to rebound from the pandemic-induced global economic collapse, Russia's invasion has created the very real prospect that a large part of the recent economic gains will be erased. Authorities in China's largest city, Shanghai, Tuesday reported another 7 deaths from COVID-19, coming after 3 others were reported Monday. At a news briefing, senior local health official Wu Chenyu said all 7 people who died were elderly, aged between 60 and 101, not vaccinated, and all had underlying diseases. He told reporters the victim's situation deteriorated after they entered hospitals and died despite rescue efforts. He said the direct cause was underlying diseases. China's state television reported Shanghai reported 20,416 local cases Tuesday, most of which were showing no symptoms. The report added that starting Tuesday, mass testing was to be conducted among the city's controlled area for 3 consecutive days. U.S. pharmaceutical company Moderna said Tuesday it hopes to offer updated COVID-19 boosters later this year that combine its original vaccine with protection against the Omicron variant. Current COVID-19 vaccines are all based on the original version of the virus that causes the disease, but the virus continues to mutate with the super contagious Omicron variant and its subvariants posing the latest threats. Moderna says before the emergence of the Omicron variant, the company was studying a combination vaccine that added protection against an earlier variant known as Beta. Tuesday, the company said people given that Beta original vaccine combination produced more antibodies capable of fighting several variants, including Omicron, rather than regular boosters trigger. In a statement, Moderna Vice President Dr. Jacqueline Miller said the antibody increase was modest. Moderna's goal is to produce a combination shot that especially targets Omicron. Repeating this hour's top news story, both Russian and Ukrainian officials are acknowledging the war in Ukraine has entered a new stage. Reporting via remote, I'm John Carter. This is VOA News.